Today on Share Talk, we have Dave Reeves, who's the Managing Director of Caris Resources. They've recently done an announcement to the market, giving us an update on Klondike and the joint venture projects and the ASX dual listing. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Rob, very good. And yourself?
Yes, not too bad, thanks. Should we start with Klondike then, if you can give us an update, Dave?
Yeah, for sure. Look, transaction now concluded, so we've got guys in the field mapping away, getting ready for an initial drill program. Really, really happy with what we're seeing on the ground and what thoughts they have. It's going to be a big year for us next year. Lots of work to do, but from what we've seen so far, pretty happy with where we're heading in Klondike. And, you know, without a doubt, we see that as our flagship asset heading forward.
And this is, if I'm not mistaken, it's the first 100% owned asset or project you've got. What would you say is the biggest difference that you found, obviously, with having done joint ventures and tributes in the past? What's the difference with Klondike that you've personally found?
Look, there's a hell of a lot of effort that goes into those joint ventures for limited return.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always said we'd like to put that effort into our own. The joint ventures are good and we want to continue with them. But we have gone through a bit of a soul searching episode, and, you know, they have to make decent cash flow and the risk has to be mitigated. So we don't affect the value that we see happening, up at Klondike. Because at the end of the day, being 100% owned with huge exploration potential, you know, that's where our value will come from.
Okay, and do you feel you got more control this time, instead with the other projects with Klondike? That's, less red tape, or is it, you don't have to compromise with somebody else? Is it much easier for you?
Yeah, look, there's... When you're joint venturing, there's many people involved, be it the joint venture partner, be it the toll miller, what have you. When you control everything yourself, you can do things as you see they should be done, in the time frame you should see they should be done. So it just provides, a lot more comfort in where you're heading. And B, you know, the return is maximised for the effort you're putting in.
Okay. And I guess in some ways you're creating a template, because I presume this is where you're going to be looking forward to, is doing more projects like Klondike.
Look, Klondike, we think, has really good potential. So we actually are not looking around for new projects. We think Klondike in itself and the surrounding area is going to be a pretty substantial goldfield over time. And as such, we're not looking at further projects. We think, you know, there's a lot of work to do there. We will look at other joint venture projects to keep a bit of cash flow going.
Yeah.
But from our owner-operator, we think Klondike has some pretty good upside, and that's what we want to focus on for now.
Okay, so you've had people out there on the site and everything and just assessing it. When would you look to be heading towards production with Klondike?
Look, you know, this is a story that will take time. We want to do it properly. We want the building blocks to be in place. And when you talk production, the one thing you don't want to do is go too early and underdevelop the resource. So we want to make sure we understand what resource we're looking at to size the plant for that, and that will take time. You know, the next year in particular, we'll only be looking at drilling, and once we've done that initial drilling over that period, we will then be able to determine what the upside we think is, what plant we should be looking at, and from that point decide on the development timeline.
Okay, so you'll have announcements further on, just to say how you're going to progress with it. What about the joint ventures in Kalgoorlie? Can you give us an update to where we are there?
Yeah, look, we obviously had a very poor first quarter where we had a negative result. And so this last quarter we wanted to make sure we rectified that. So we did take our foot off the accelerator. We have focused a lot on cost schedules, the team, what have you. We're very happy with how that went. Even though it didn't generate a hell of a lot of cash, it did generate some cash. And it gave us time to review where we're heading. And where that is certainly we are only targeting low-cost, low-risk operations because, no, I'd like to emphasise that we do see Klondike being the big value driver for us heading forward, and we don't want to jeopardise that by having a bad quarter on a small operation in Kalgoorlie. We want to make sure we don't have bad quarters. We want to make sure we generate sufficient returns from the effort we put in.
Mm-hmm.
In Kalgoorlie, but the real focus over time is going to be Klondike.
Okay, no, I mean, you certainly made that fairly clear, and I think for a lot of people, you know, this being the first one that you're doing on your own is exciting for them. You've also got your listing, your ASX dual listing. How are you progressing with that?
Talking to you from Sydney, I've been in Melbourne and Sydney the last few days and Perth the last couple of weeks talking to people. My summary of that is it's a pretty unique gold field that we've tied up in that it hasn't seen any modern exploration, any modern exploitation. And, you know, the message is, and the project is certainly being well received. So all the bits and pieces involved with that, audits, getting documents, CPRs, etc., is coming together well. And that's progressing for first quarter next year, as planned.
Yeah, and I bet you save on flights when you're dealing with the ASX rather than having to head to the UK.
It's sorry. Not just flights, but time and jet lag. It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, I can imagine. And the difference between ASX and AIM, I mean, is it?
Yeah, look, they're very, very different markets. But at the same time, everyone wants the same thing, which is, you know, to see the share price increase. So that's the common theme. I think the ASX probably values exploration potential and projects more so than AIM, whereas AIM values cash flow more so than exploration. So it's finding a balance between the two because we'll have a shareholder base spread between the two. And I think we will hit the nail on the head with that with our sort of opportunistic mining producing cash flow. But at the same time, a pretty exciting story unfolding up in the Pilbara.
Okay, and I guess also perhaps with ASX, the shareholders actually understand the mining industry, gold mining industry in Australia more so than AIM shareholders might.
For sure. And look, just on that, I mean, there's a lot of gold miners listed down here, a lot of people in gold here, whereas I think we're pretty well the only one in AIM that's doing anything of substance here. So, yeah, there is a big difference there. But we need to be here because of that.
Okay. Seeing as it's a Friday and I want to let you get to the pub, I'm going to ask you just a last question. With the gold price, where do you see it this quarter? We've got the US elections obviously having a play at the moment, but how do you see it going for the next quarter and into next year?
Look, we're pretty bullish on the gold price. We think the next year will be good. No matter who wins the election, be it Donald, who will give an instant spike in the gold price, to Hillary, who knows if she's going to get impeached. More so, we just see the economy of the US potentially not being as strong as some think, and that next year won't be bad for gold at all.
Okay, it's good to hear your view on that. I'll let you get off. Like I say, it's late for you. Well, it's after work for you on a Friday and early for me in the morning. So you go enjoy yourself, have a drink, Dave, and I'm sure that you'll let us know shortly how things are progressing with Klondike.
For sure. Thanks very much for your time, Rob.
No problem, Dave. Cheers.
Cheers.